something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Perfection and Excellence.
Hallelujah.
The number one thing that you're going to have to comprehend and apprehend for your absolute success is perfection. It's one of those things that people don't like to talk about. They don't like it because... Did you ever hear people say, nobody is perfect? Did you ever hear that? And everybody agrees. The moment it's said, a lot of preachers say that. And they say, oh, no one is perfect. And then they say, are you perfect? And they go, no. Preacher says, well, I'm not perfect either. So none of us is perfect. And so they all are very happy because, no one is perfect. So and then they say, we're all striving towards perfection. When are we going to get there? I said, well, when we get there, Jesus comes. Oh, you mean the day Jesus will come, the whole church will just suddenly be perfect at that moment? Is it a moment of perfection for everybody? What kind of perfection will that be then? I think that there'll be some people who are just giving their lives to Christ at the time Jesus shows up. What kind of perfection will they have? The Word of God is given to us to understand, to study it, understand it, and live by it. If you don't know what it says, you have a lot of assumptions in your life. And you struggle with failure after failure, failure after failure. You have a life that is inconsistent with what you believe. And there's where a lot of Christians live. They have a life that's inconsistent. A contradiction of their faith. And so they have this struggle all the time. You find yourself in that place, struggling with your faith, trying to believe, trying to make it so. Oh God, my life is such a contradiction. But I believe. But look at me. What is the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. Believing and faith are not the same. The Word of God is given to us to understand, to study it, understand it, and live by it. If you don't know what it says, you have a lot of assumptions in your life. And there's where a lot of Christians live. They have a life that's inconsistent, a contradiction of their faith. We don't walk by believing, we walk by faith, not by believing. So they have a frustration all the time because they believe. And they want to see the manifestation of their believing in their work, in their life. But it's a contradiction. So they challenge God. Oh God, your word says this. Now they make him the scapegoat, Your word says this. Because we're told, take him at his word. They don't understand taking God at his word. Your word says this. And so why is this? And when you say that, God will say, that's a question I'm also asking you. I want to know why. There's a difference between faith and believing. For most of them, they believe. But faith is a different thing. So because they believe, they are mistaking their believing for faith. And so the situation persists. So they are worried and troubled. God, why? Why is it taking so long for this thing to change? Maybe it's in their finances. Maybe it's in their health. Why is it taking so long for this thing to change? I believe. What's the problem? The Bible says we walk by faith. He didn't say we walk by believing. We walk by faith, not by believing. To believe is to accept that something is real or that it is so. It is to endorse the existence of something, whatever it is. You accept it. That is believing.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Iwo, Salinsile Event Place, opposite BKA Oluwolayemo Filling Station, Oshobo, Iwo, Ibadan Road, Iwo. Worship with us on Wednesdays, 5 p.m., Sundays, 8 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-802-781-6309 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com.